Welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast Show. In episode 36, our hosts Mitch Glenn and Brad Wigman interview Stephen Turner and William Tyre with the Magnolia Crappie Club, America's oldest crappie club. Tackle Time features Pika Lures, iScope, jig heads. And now, broadcasting from deep in the heart of the Ozarks, your hosts, Mitch Glenn, owner of Pico Lures and national sales manager for major fishing companies, and Brad Wigman, an outdoor writer, fishing guide, photographer, and social media content manager. Together, your hosts will cover everything from fishing for crappie, bass, and other game fish to interviewing renowned fishing guides and pros on the hottest lakes and rivers. Fishing Guide Podcast is sponsored by Pico Lures, founded in 1933. Legendary Pico Lures has a complete line of fishing tackle for any angler and all game fish. Pico's famous for its Pico Perch, Side Shad, Pop, Little Pop, and its crankbaits are the hottest crankbaits with 25 color patterns and growing. Pico's jig heads, soft plastic lures, and marabou jigs will fill your buckets and live well full of game fish. Pico also has an exclusive line of bass fishing jig heads. Several of these Pico jig heads feature the Easy Keeper Coil system. And now, here are your hosts, Mitch and Brad.
Oh my gosh, we got some great guests today, but you know what? We just don't even have guests. We have a club today. How's that, Mitch?
Hey man, this is the I Ching of crappie clubs, Brad. This is the Magnolia Crappie Club.
Oh my goodness. And do you happen to know, I happen to have a shirt from them. It's camouflage. I wear it sometimes. I do not wear it during hunting season, though.
I don't expect you would.
Guys, tell us who you are and what your position is in the club.
Well, hey, I'm William Tyre. I'm a board of director there. And look, if you got that shirt with you, I'll be glad to autograph it for you before you leave.
I'm afraid he's going to like draw a bullseye on
probably
it.
Probably so.
Oh, it's deer season, Brad. Yeah, go that way.
Yeah. I saw him with an orange crayon earlier. I wondered what it was for. Yeah.
He likes crayons. We don't give him real pencils.
Yeah.
Might hurt himself. I'm Stephen Turner. I'm the Wavemaster with Magnolia Crappie Club, man. And we are excited to be here and talking with you guys today. And man, we just have an awesome club, family, fishing, and fun. That's what we like to do.
There you go. So give us a little history of the background of the club.
Well, the club was started in 92. Now, our claim to fame is we're the largest and the oldest in the U.S.
Wow.
Now, we have the club has been successful, very successful through the years. A lot of good leaders. And I'm going to tell you, here's the big thing about the club is nobody's paid in the club. Everybody's volunteer. Everybody's there just volunteering their time, helping this club to grow, helping to promote it and push it. And what we love to see is we love to see the youth in our club. And if you know, we got a monitor scrolling over there, and it's full of our youth. Our youth are the future of our sport.
That's
so
where it's
really
all
pushed
go.
Them a lot, you know, pushed them along a lot there. You know, Academy Sports is our sponsor for our youth anglers of the year, so we actually keep up with them and how many tournaments they fish, and then they can get awards for that as well. But we're averaging about 65 teams a tournament. Man, I don't know how many members we got. A couple hundred, I believe.
Yeah, it's right over 200 members.
Wow.
On the books, and then we average at about 65 two-man teams per tournament.
Wow. That's a bunch.
I told you they were the I Ching of the crappie clubs, man.
You just wanted to say that. Like all day he's been sitting over at the booth. We are actually at the Crappie Expo 2020.
The I Ching of crappie expos.
Oh, my God. And Mitch, I'm turning your mic off. Yeah. We're actually here, and you guys actually have a booth here, which is, you know, that's interesting. I see, like, maybe a way of reaching out to new anglers in your area that have come up here to the Crappie Expo, or maybe you guys are up here just trying to get a free fish fry meal.
Well, you know, you can look at me and tell that I'm not going to miss any food for free. You know, I'm not scared to eat. I'll eat and lay down and go to sleep. I'm not scared of it. But
is that why the popcorn's half empty
hey,
over there?
There it is right there. Yeah.
You do have a booth here, though. Why do you have a booth here?
Well, you know, of course, we love crappie fishing, but our club, we really love our members and our club, and then promoting crappie fishing in itself. So when Mr. Wally Marshall gave us an opportunity to come to an expo like this, we just thought that we could capitalize was with pushing the crappie fishing sport higher, making it more known, and then also just being able to put our club out there. I mean, you see this board of sponsors behind me here, and you know, we want that's the all these folks, most of these people are here, and so we want to come and show our support to them as well, to be able to explain, you know, what a great fisheries in the state of Mississippi that we fish Grenada, Enid, Sardis, Washington, Ross Barnett, you know, all those major lakes that we fish. We love to promote them, visit Mississippi, because we do have the best crappie lakes in the United States.
Not just the best lakes. You got some of the heavy hitters in this game.
Absolutely.
I can't say Yiching anymore, but I can say heavy hitters.
Heavy hitters, yes, sir. I agree with that.
I think he should have ate lunch or something, man. He's on a roll.
You think my blood sugar's a little off or something? Maybe it's the lack of coffee.
Or too much coffee.
I can see smells right now.
So you do have a youth division. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm gonna start this off real easy. There is a 392 hanging on that wall over there, caught by one of our 12-year-old youth anglers.
Oh, wow.
And now, to add to that, that fish was caught in a tournament and was weighed in on our certified tournament scales.
Yeah.
And to date, we believe that is the largest crappie weighed in a tournament.
Wow.
And, mercy, goodness.
Yeah, 392. We got his picture rolling right there.
Yeah, I saw that.
And then I've got the fish displayed over there.
And he's actually here somewhere in this show. I was kind of looking around
Yeah,
for him,
one of the youth that's caught some of them fish is in there. All right. Not the one that caught that.
Yeah.
But that whole wall of fish there, all of those fish are over 3 pounds, and they come from multiple lakes in Mississippi.
Wow.
And but, yes, the youth – they play a big part in our club.
Right.
You know, and that's what we're here for. You know, you see we have the fish and treat. I call that Lake Magnolia over there.
Yeah.
The candy where the kids can actually fish with the hook and catch candy out of there.
What's the age factor on that?
Well, believe it
or not, 1 to 75, yeah. Or 80, something, yeah.
Well, he finally qualified for something.
Hey, I took a video earlier. There was 3 adults in line taking turns with the fishing pole.
Oh, my gosh.
So you're the Waymaster, and everyone loves, no matter what tournament circuit you're in, everyone loves the Waymaster. It's like if they can just say, my favorite person in this club, Waymaster.
Well, you have to do that because it ain't going to do you no good to not like the Waymaster.
Are you saying kiss up to the Waymaster?
Well, you call it as you see it, but your fish are going to weigh better if you kiss up to the Waymaster.
Tell us about being a Waymaster in a big club like this.
Well, I'm going to tell you, it's super exciting. You know, I get to be right up there in the middle of the action. You've seen some scrolls over there where one tournament, one of our anglers and his daughter weighed in a little over 21 pounds on 7 fish out of Grenada. It don't take
Wow.
You could probably even do the math and figure out that was over 3 pounds of fish.
I've got enough figures.
There
to take
two
that
383s in that 7 fish tournament.
Yeah, so to be able to be a part, picking those fish up and putting on that weigh scale and seeing that kind of weight from a father-daughter team and being right in the middle of it as the Waymaster, I mean, that's the things that keeps me coming back. Hey. Every tournament and every year raising my hand going, hey, I'll volunteer
as
and do that.
As many fish as you weigh, that you still get excited over that.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And then when one of these young guys or young girls come up there, you know, that's our bread and butter. That's what I love. And you know, as a Waymaster, I get to pick them up. I get to put them on the table. I get them, you know, let them let them be superstars, because that's what they are, you know, in our industry. So being the Waymaster is really a treat for me, and just exciting to be a part of it.
You know, when it comes to fishing and keeping your crappie alive, tell us a little bit about that and how you guys are structured when it comes to fish care.
Okay. Well, you know, just here recently, Magnolia Crappie Club adopted the live fish rule. Yep. And so far it has come off without a hitch. Now, of course, we all know that the more crappie you have in your live well, the less oxygen that's going to be in there, the quicker they'll get stressed and the quicker they'll die. And so some of the techniques that I personally use, and some of the other anglers that I know, we wait till you get to the middle of the lake to put water in your live well.
Right.
And then we want to keep that water at a cool temperature. And so we'll treat it with something. Then we'll put ice in it or use gallon milk jugs, anything to just keep that temperature down. Now, one of the biggest things that has to happen is that you have to monitor that the whole tournament. You know, steadily going back there, moving them fish around and swimming them around, making sure it's cool, making sure you got oxygen on them, making sure your aerator hasn't quit working. And so that's kind of some of the techniques that, you know, that I personally use and see some of the other anglers use. Some of them use pure oxygen. I don't use oxygen. I just use an aerator and then cool water and keep it, you know, clean farm as best I can. And so that's kind of what I do. William may have another thought of it.
Well, coming in to weigh my fish here a couple tournaments ago, I had a big fish struggling. And so a lot of people was laughing because they come by and they seen I had the fish out on the back deck. I was doing chest compressions on the fish.
Did you make your partner give it mouth to mouth?
I did.
Funny thing about that is Mitch is not concerned about them. His care is to put them in grease, and he makes sure that his grease is at a certain temperature. And then they pretty much get eaten.
Well, look, Wally's got a shirt up there that'd be great for you.
Release to the grease.
Release to the grease, that's right.
That would definitely.
Lake Crisco.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You guys are lucky enough to travel to some of the best lakes and fish. So do you have next year's schedule set up?
Not yet. We generally don't set it to the end of the year.
Okay.
So at the end of our season is the month of May, and then we'll have our two-day championship, and then the board of directors will meet, and we will establish the season at that point and then put it out.
So tell us some of the lakes that you go and you fish your tournaments that you've had in the past, had them.
So we fish Washington.
Okay.
We fish
all Mississippi.
All Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but the person doesn't have to live in Mississippi. I know you have people that are in your club that do not live in Mississippi.
Approximately 8 or 9 states are represented in our tournaments.
Wow.
Wow.
Well,
yeah.
So we have people come as far as Iowa. But we have regular participation that competes in our overall points race in multiple states that compete every tournament.
Uh-huh.
So it's really it's humbling. That's what it is. And then you come to this show and you meet these people and go, oh, I've been following you on Facebook. You know, oh, I've seen this. How you doing? You know, you really get humbled by it. We fish from north to south, east to west in the state of Mississippi.
Tell us some of those lakes. You started with Washington.
Wolf Lake there in Yazoo City. That's one of our lakes. Haven't heard a lot about it. Used to be a real good fishery, but it's coming back. It was flooded real bad in that 11 flood, and now it's producing good fish again. Mm-hmm. We fish Lake Washington. We fish Eagle Lake. Matter of fact, I have a 305, that first fish on the wall there that was caught out of Eagle Lake January 1 of this year. We fish Okeechobee Lake down around Meridian. We fish Ross Barnett, which is a tremendous fishery. We had our state championship there this past year. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we go up and we fish Grenada. We fish Enid, Sardis, and then we fish Arkham Butler as well.
Yeah.
So.
Man.
One end to the other, and it's big fish country.
It is the breadbasket of crappie fishing. There's no doubt about it. It's the heart of where new techniques, new baits, everything come from. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, Southern California defined what finesse fishing was in the 80s. Mississippi has always defined what crappie fishing is. The rest of the world looks at Mississippi to find out what they need to be doing.
Right.
So anyone that's listening to the podcast here, can you tell them how they can join your club? I mean, where's the connection for them to connect with?
Absolutely. You know, we're on Facebook. You can like us on Facebook, and then you can actually send a message through there. Or we're www.magnoliacrappieclub.com. You can go on there, and it's actually a register sheet on there that you can fill out. As well, on Facebook, through Messenger, or on our website, the board of directors all have their phone numbers on there. There's a registration sheet that you can fill out and mail in to an address there. And so you can come to one of our tournaments, you can come to one of the weigh-ins through other members. You know, just the biggest thing is get in contact with us, and we can get that process done. And you don't have to be a fisherman. We have an option, you know, as well. You can join for a magazine subscription.
Right. There's benefits other than just coming to tournaments.
That's correct.
Yep.
Yes. And, you know, so we have that option as well, that if you just like, you know, or maybe you're off over there in California and you can't drive to Mississippi every month to fish a tournament, but you know, you want to keep up with it, we have that magazine either virtually or through the internet or official copy email mailed to you. So we have a couple of different options there.
I know I get an email, it seems like, every month that for sure, at least once a month, it keeps me up to date on what's happening.
Absolutely.
I think they want us to join, Mitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. We would be good for fishing. We would be good for catching.
Yeah. I'm on the board back there, aren't I?
Well.
I used to be. Maybe I should pay my bill.
I love that part. Right? We like getting money.
Oh, my goodness.
Look, well, I also want to mention we have what is called a Big Mama Open.
Yep.
Now that's an open tournament, and you don't have to be a member. You can you can pay your money, and you can come up there and fish. And it's a one fish weigh. It's
really?
The biggest fish. It's the
that's
big
on Washington,
Mama
isn't
open.
It?
Well, we got one on Barnett this year.
Okay.
So we rotate them around. Uh-huh. You can look on our website or our Facebook page there, and you'll see. We generally do one or two a year.
And there are indeed people from all over the country come to fish.
Absolutely.
Because they just come pay their entry fee. You fish for the heaviest fish. And it's also a good way. A lot of people that do that, they end up joining. And then lots of times they get there and they decide to join. You know?
Right.
So that way they can fish. Because you could actually fish our regular tournament and be a participate in the Big Mama Open at the same time during that particular tournament.
Wow.
What do you think, Mitch? What do you think, Mississippi bound?
I could live there. I guarantee you.
Well, you could. The
I'm
trouble
spending
is,
a month down there every year anyway. So.
The trouble is the crappie around you won't live very long.
Well, they reproduce faster than normal crappie do. They're born weighing a pound and a quarter in Mississippi. That egg hatches, that thing, he eats one meal and he's a pound and a quarter.
I think we'll get a fishing tip from each one of them because obviously they catch big fish. So if you were to give us a fishing tip, William, what would it be for catching crappie in Mississippi?
Well, the first thing I'm going to tell you is something that I give my partner, Steven, this tip a little
Oh,
early.
That's your partner?
Yeah, no, that's not my partner.
Well,
but
maybe we'll keep this separate. We'll keep this between just you and me. Okay?
We were out there eating some of that free fish Wally put out today.
Okay.
And I picked a piece up and I said, this crappie was caught up north somewhere. He looked at me, I said, because our fillets are much bigger than this.
Yeah.
No, I know there's lots of good fish all over. But I'm going to tell you, my tip is I pay a lot of attention to barometric pressure.
Okay.
That's something that I look a lot at, you know, and I think that that affects fish greatly, in my opinion. I record most all of my trips and write down all kind of things about it, and then I read back over things I've done in the past, and I think barometric pressure is something that I pay a lot of attention to. When that pressure is high, I like to go to timber, and I like to fish deep. Okay. To the bottom. I think them fish get lethargic, like I do after I done ate all the chips out of Mexican
Stephen, what would be your tip, you know, from maybe a Mississippi tip, something that, you know, you got a lot of shallow water there. He said deep, but deep might be
four foot.
What would be your tip to someone fishing down there?
I think what I've just learned over the years, when the bite gets tough and they just don't seem like they want to eat,
right,
and you can see them on all your graphs, but they're just not wanting to do nothing. I always go back to the old faithful, and that's just a hook with a live minnow on it, and you set it down there in front of them and let that natural minnow just swim by them, and they can't resist. They can't resist the sushi. So they're gonna eat it, and so that's my tip. When it gets hard, when it gets tough, just go back to the basics of a good old hook and live bait,
right,
and most of the time you'll get that bite.
Tackle Time is sponsored by Pico Lures, famous for the Pico Perch, Pop, Little Pop, Side Shads, Deep Diving Crankbait, Square Bill Crankbaits, Bass Jig Heads, and a complete line of fishing tackle for crappie and other game fish.
Hey, this week's Tackle Time, let's talk about Mississippi fishing. Here's a little trick I picked up. You just heard some great ones. A tip I picked up is to upsize your line, upsize your jig head, upsize your jig, and upsize your minnow. That's right, folks. Make it all big. Bigger fish, bigger lures. One of the biggest crappie I ever seen got caught down there on a 1/4 ounce jig head with 12 pound test line with a 2.5 inch tube and a 4 inch long minnow on behind it. So don't be shy when you go to Mississippi, folks. If you can put it in the water, it'll catch some fish.
Is that a centered tube? What were they using?
I was using a 2.5 inch bass tube.
Uh-huh.
Made for smallmouth.
Wow.
Big, thick, salty tube on a 1/4 ounce walleye head.
Wow.
And was catching some fish, and somebody tipped me off that they needed some meat on the back of the tube. So I went to get some minnows, and when I bought the minnows, I bought what they had for crappie minnows, and the guy said, "Here you go." And I said, "No, I want crappie minnows, not bass minnows. These are striper minnows at home." And he said, "No, these are crappie minnows. That's what we've got." So I took them, and I stuck one on behind all of that, and handed a pole to my wife, and she proceeded to catch a 2.75 pound crappie and hand to me to take off the hook and ask me for another minnow. So,
jig head, could they use an eye scope?
What would be the perfect head for it right now, because it's got a bigger hook in it to hold all of that together.
Oh, I see.
And we didn't have live scope back in that day.
Right. So those are the jigs you just came out with.
Those are brand new from Pico Lures.
All right.
Released at this show.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening. Of course, thanks to our guests for being on the show. Thanks for listening to the Fishing Guide Podcast. Please subscribe, rate our show, listen to our show, of course.
Hey, give us some ideas on what you want to hear about.
For Mitch and myself, keep your hooks sharp and your lures in the water.